This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has called for maximum sanctions against Russia during a virtual speech at World Economic Forum gathering. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Не реагувати, а діяти. І діяти.
Zelensky says sanctions need to go further to stop Russia's aggression, including an oil embargo, all of its banks blocked, and cutting off trade with Russia completely. Zelensky adds his country has slowed Russian advances, and his people's courage has stirred unseen unity of the democratic world. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Russian Defense Ministry Monday said its forces have pounded dozens of targets in eastern Ukraine with airstrikes and artillery as ground forces attempted to encircle the Donbas city of Severodonetsk. In eastern Ukraine, their Russian Air Force hit four command centers, a communications point, an anti-aircraft missile system, and 87 areas where troops and Ukrainian military equipment amassed, as well as seven ammunition stores, this according to the Russian Defense Ministry. Meanwhile, officials in northwest Ukraine reported powerful explosions Monday in the town of Khorasan, about 160 kilometers west of the capital, Kyiv. That report comes from the deputy mayor of Khorasan in northwest Ukraine. Ukrainian news agencies report the third straight day of apparent attacks in the northwest. And Ukrainian officials revealed their worst military losses from a single attack of the Ukraine war on Monday, saying 87 people had been killed last week when Russian forces struck a barracks housing troops at a training base in the northern town of Desna. Previously, Kyiv had said eight people died.